Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Reviews. I'll look back at the past week. My name is Simon Barrett, and my wife Jan, and I will be your hosts for the next 60 minutes. My mission is to throw raw meat to the wolves that make up this week's panel, and that, alas, is a little lacking. Our regular guest, Sean Krause, is missing in action. Not quite sure what the story is, but I do know he's been battling some health issues. So I really wish him the absolute best. I did try calling him earlier today, but all I managed to get was his answering service. But I will say this. I know that he is destined for a two-month stay in hospital, and in order to keep his website, www.thedailybs.com going, he needs a laptop. So, folks, this is a like one of those PBS, drives. If you can spare a few dollars, log on to his website, www.thedailybs.com, and pledge a couple of dollars. It would mean a lot to Sean, and it will keep his site alive. Joining us from the Pacific Northwest is our other regular panelist, Pickles. Hello, Pickles.
Hello.
Our switchboard will be open momentarily, and I want all of you to call in and tell us your thoughts, your ideas, your questions about the Kaylee Anthony case, or in fact, any news item that is currently on your mind. 2008 has been a busy year in the news industry, and I'm sure every one of you has some question that you would like to ask. So, our switchboard number, get your pens ready, is area code 646-378-1120. Let's kick off with the Kaylee Anthony story. I'm going to start with you, Jan. You're my favorite victim.
Thanks.
There's some stories doing the rounds about Lee Anthony possibly facing prosecution. Can you bring us up to speed on what that is all about?
Well, his attorney made an announcement that Lee could possibly be arrested for obstruction of justice or aid and abetting or something having something to do with, I guess I would assume, hiding something or another for the case to cover up for Casey. I don't really know. He wasn't specific about what the charges would be, what the reason that they would think that, but it's a possibility that he could be, so he got himself an attorney.
He hasn't sought immunity yet.
I don't know if he's included with that or not. I know George and Cindy had mentioned it, but his attorney hasn't mentioned any immunity yet, as far as I know, anyway.
Pickles, what's your take?
His attorney is an advisor. He says I'm just advising. Remember, that's what Najames was at first. So he'll probably, get rid of this guy and get another one before the trial starts, obviously. And you know what I think? I think that if he is going to get in trouble for obstruction and abetting, then most likely they are all in on something. And that, you know, he's an accountant.
If he goes, all should go, really.
Yeah, and he's an accountant, you know, and all of a sudden they're talking about all this money and everything. What's he been doing? Has he been funneling and laundering money behind the scenes?
Well,
you know,
this attorney has said that he wasn't, but I mean, it's a very big possibility. Maybe he did, because I mean, they claim that they show where the money, all the facts about the money and all with the memorial that they've got. When I looked at it, all I saw was where they had made deposits, and he said that there was thousands of dollars. But all I saw was like a little bit less than $2,000 in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, if that's the case, where it didn't show none of where this money has went to. They said T-shirts and stuff like that. But come on now, that doesn't cost thousands of dollars, like
you
the
know,
way you explained. So now there's something else. I want to know where that money's at.
Well, you know, what I've come to realize is it seems like Kaylee has been more beneficial to all of them in death.
Exactly, and
you know what? The only one she hasn't been a benefit to in death has been her mother, Casey, because Casey is sitting in prison. But like, it's just kind of bizarre, just the way that they act, and then all of a sudden, the money. Like, why are they even talking about money? Why is that? Why should that be an issue with these people? And I just think something's not. I used to sympathize with them, but I do not sympathize with them at all anymore.
Well, I don't either.
Because of their actions, and I think that maybe all of them are in on Kaylee's murder, whether they were all in on the act of the physical murder or not.
I think after the fact, I think they helped. She ran to them because she didn't know what to do. And I think that they decided, okay, as a family, they're going to stick together and decide on what to do. I've always said that, though. I've said
mm-hmm.
that from the beginning, that,
yeah.
I mean, it's not nothing... I just can't believe that they don't know. I mean, if my kids are living with me and I was that close to a part of their life all the time,
mm-hmm.
I would know more about what's going on. And whenever they brought Casey home, when she got out on bail the first time, they asked Cindy what has her daughter had to say about it, because, I mean, all we heard was because she wanted out so she could help find her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all we heard was her whining about wanting to be out of jail so that, and even Cindy said she has to get out in order to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And then all her remark was, I haven't asked her anything about Kaylee because I don't want to upset her.
And you know what else she said? It was a TV anchorman said, well, what do you guys talk about? And she goes about the case, and she says, we don't talk about the case. And then he goes, well, what do you talk about? And she stared blank. She had the hammer in her hand, and
uh-huh.
she stared blank, and she said, we talk about how much we miss Kaylee and how much we love Casey. And you know what? That right there told me, oh, boy, yeah, Kaylee's dead.
Yeah. it's sad to say, but, I mean, look, all along, they kept saying she was alive, she was alive, she was alive.
And she was in their backyard.
You know, and we were all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of obvious. It's sad. None of us wanted it to be right. I know I didn't. I would have loved to have been proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was kind of obvious.
Well, let's go back to the money trail. I don't know how many factual books I have read and how many stories I've followed, the art of tracking money, where it came from, where it ends up, is oftentimes the key to solving crimes. In fact, in Calgary, I had a friend, a neighbor, and he was basically a financial anthropologist. That was his job.
Wow.
You know, to track the money trail. It seems to me in this case that the Anthonys, who were originally portrayed as pretty downtrodden, middle-class people suddenly can afford things that the rest of us can't. I mean, not that I particularly need surveillance cameras outside. You know, has anyone heard any scuttlebutt about the money trail?
How can they not work? I mean, unemployment is not that good in the United States. And
aren't they on unemployment?
George and Cindy's unemployment would not make enough to support their bills.
But how are they on unemployment when
I'm just saying.
I don't understand how they could even be drawing unemployment.
I don't.
She took a leave of absence, so she's not on unemployment.
Yeah, I thought he got fired.
I don't know what happened to his job.
Lee still works. That's what I saw on TV. But George got fired so he could get unemployment. But, I mean, how are they surviving, honestly? I mean, they have a house, so they have electricity, garbage, you know, water.
Right, everyday expenses.
And I think right there, they should start there. That's where they should probably start with the money trail. How are they even surviving
and
on what?
Whenever they went to California, the Ritz Hotel, the $100 steak dinners that they had.
Larry King pay for that?
Well, they claimed that they wouldn't say who paid for it.
Uh-huh.
But when they were in Orlando, whenever they couldn't spend that night in the house, they claimed that they went to the Ritz Hotel. I mean,
the Ritz?
Yeah. I mean, where you know this is not a cheap place. I mean,
no.
You go to some place like the Motel 6 when you don't have much money, you know? So I just don't understand it. I mean, I know... You know, I guess they take in donations from people that say take it and, you know, live your life or something. I don't know where it's coming from, but I just don't understand it personally.
Well, leaving
okay, folks, we do have our switchboard open.
Woohoo!
And we would love to hear from you. Our switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. Call in. Tell us what you what your opinions are about this gruesome case.
And your feelings and your theories. Tell us. Let everybody know.
Yeah, even if you just want to just talk about how you feel about it.
Exactly. I don't think we've had a show since. Oh wait, have we? Since Kaylee confirmed her remains.
Yeah.
We have had one. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
that was last weekend.
How quickly time passes.
God.
I mean, before you know it, we'll be in 2009.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is depressing.
But, you know, with Lee being an accountant and everything and how he was, like, completely out of the picture there for a while, I think that they need to investigate that. I mean, because I bet you kid finders raked in a lot of dough.
Well, you know that they packed up and left town, they said.
Well, of course, Kaylee's dead.
Yeah, and I don't understand what the deal is with this, the money that was supposed to be going, because they said that whatever money was left over, they were going to distribute it out, and Kid Finders was supposed to be one of them to get some of the money.
Oh, of course.
And I don't think they should.
No.
I really think that they shouldn't give it... Not to say it's an Equisearch, because look at the thousands of dollars that Tim Miller put out. I mean, he put out a lot of money. I mean, I know that they have a lot of donations in there, too, but they put out a lot of money to look for Kaylee.
Well,
and have to put up with Cindy and her ridicule of them, I mean, for doing what they were doing and all the time that was wasted with them.
Okay. I'm going to break in here. We have callers on the line. We have a whole bunch of callers on the line.
Good.
Someone coming in from the 239 area code. Someone coming in from the 734 area code. And someone coming in from the 831 area code. Welcome to you all. I'm going to start with the caller from area code 239. What is your name, and what's your question or comment?
My name is officially Batty. Why do you giggle when you say area code 239? I'm from Greta Wire. I have to. Hello, I've been here before.
Indeed, we have.
Hello.
I was giggling hello. Because suddenly the switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's Grinnawire.
Grinnawire.
I have two questions. Regarding Lee Anthony's attorney, Thomas Luca, he had statements, I believe it was in the My Fox Orlando newspaper, and he made one statement that Lee cooperated with law enforcement by submitting his DNA, when in fact it took a subpoena to get Lee's
right.
DNA, didn't it?
Yes. He refused to give one. And
correct.
That's what they had said. But his lawyer did say that he was cooperating with them.
Right. Also, Mr. Luca, Esquire, stated that the Anthonys, Cindy, George, and Lee, were not on the witness list, where in fact they are on the state's witness list, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Maybe George, but I don't think they put Cindy on there.
I looked it up yesterday, and I believe I saw Cindy, Lee, and George on there.
Wow.
Now, see, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
I could be mistaken, too.
Oh, no.
But I was just thinking, Mr. Luca better start doing a little bit more homework.
Yeah, he won't last long if he doesn't.
Well, it's something more to laugh about.
Well, of course, now, he is claiming he's only his advisor. He's not he's not acting as an attorney, is what he's claiming. He describes himself only as an advisor. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think Lee Anthony needs more than advice.
Yeah. But, Bobby, let me ask you a question. You've obviously been following the case fairly
yes.
closely.
Yes.
What do you see as the next step? I mean, what can the defense do?
Bend over very far and kiss their behind behind goodbye.
Yes.
You said you had a second question.
Oh, I got it. But they were both in regards to Thomas Luca.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One was the DNA, and the other one was, I think, the statement about the witness list regarding the Anthonys.
Mm.
So those are it.
See later and see.
You've given us homework.
Yeah, I'll get up and see later.
Bobby. Yeah, I'll keep looking, too. I'm out. Well, I can call back. You've got other callers, too.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and I do hope you had a splendid Christmas.
Well, thank you, and Bill Gaff really sends his regards, too. He enjoys your program tremendously.
Thank you.
As does Priscilla.
Great. Okay. Let's move on to the caller from the 734 area code. Hello, caller. What's your name and what is your question for us?
Hi, everybody. This is Tammy Liz.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi. I do have a question and it's about Lee. I had read somewhere, everybody's saying that he's not cooperating and they had to do, a warrant or whatever to get him to do the DNA. But I thought I had read somewhere on a news wire that he did take a polygraph. Is that true? And just recently, in the last few days, I found that on some web news link.
I don't know
link.
If he took the polygraph. I know he did. He submitted the DNA.
You know what? Wouldn't that be something if he did take the polygraph? Because
I swore I read that somewhere, and that it was from his attorney said it.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because at first he said he was the one that didn't want Cindy and George to do it either. He had turned it down because he talked them out of doing it because they were going to do it. And he told them, no, don't do it.
Ah, but understand, whether he took it or not, and regardless of the results cannot be used in,
right.
in court.
Yeah, that's true, too. But
right.
still.
But maybe he
so
did
does,
do
it. When you don't take it, it does make you look like you're trying to hide something.
Yeah, and maybe he did take it at that at Conway's advice. Is his name Conway? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he does. None of them trust Casey like they all portray themselves to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess my other thing is I'm really wondering what do you all think he's going to get charged with? I mean, you know, legally charged with.
Well, what did they say? Obstruction and abetting? Those are two
heavy
charges.
Obstruction. But what would be the obstruction for sure? I mean.
Hmm.
Well, that's just it. They're not letting everybody know. See, that's what this attorney had come out and said this, and it kind of leaves you up in the air as to say, well, what is it exactly that they do
right.
have?
Right.
There is,
did he clean the car?
Something. Maybe they spotted him fooling with something that he wasn't supposed to be. Or I mean, I don't know. They claim that the only thing I had, the first thing that came to my mind was that maybe he had hid something, like the clothes or something that was a vital part of this, you know, of the case and all. But then I said no, because they claimed that the bag and all that where the baby was found and all, they said that it was proven that it was had been there the whole time. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Penny Liz, please stay on the line. But with the escalating costs of long-distance phone calls, and I know all about this, and so does my wife, $80 phone call to Germany that lasted 29 minutes for an interview.
Did you get a shot with it?
Oh, man.
I threw some bourbon with that one.
Well, it was with one of my all-time favorite musicians, but nevertheless, $80 for 29 minutes was a little steep. Let me bring on...
Yeah, as far as my calls, I'm on a cell phone, and I don't get charged when I call this radio show, so I don't know about everybody's phone, but mine doesn't.
Oh, good. So
you can stay with us then.
Yeah. Okay, so caller in the 831 area code, I'm sorry for the long delay. What's your name and what's your question?
Well, this is Amy, and I would love to dovetail.
Hi, hello everyone.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. I just want to kind of dovetail on the conversation that we were having with Lee. I'm really curious about what his involvement is. Obviously, he turned on his heels at a certain part within this investigation and became very obtuse and basically was not very welcoming to the investigators. And it kind of dates back to this whole suspicion. Is there something that had gone on? Is Kaylee perhaps a product of maybe some type of incestual affair? Or, you know, is it, you know, why was there such a motive behind the parents, you know, tampering or giving the wrong hairbrush to the legal investigators? I mean, why was there such, you know, a circus around those, you know, that time? And it just seems very, you know, not like they're behaving in a manner that they want to help out investigators, at least him. I mean, his reaction's been very bizarre.
Oh, I think it's because they're covering up. Because
they're
scared, and they know that they know Casey is guilty, and they're afraid that they're going to be the ones to give it away. In other words, if they do this or if they do that, it's going to show up. I mean, and I think maybe Lee got scared. Yeah, I mean,
but scared of what, though? Do you think he might be the father?
I don't. I have to be shown
alike,
that proof.
But that could still be running from the fam and running from the family.
Right, I just don't buy it. But
it's a deep, dark secret there, I guess, that they're just really trying to hide. And I don't know if it's the fact. It's not so much of a secret anymore that, you know, that Casey is, you know, a very manipulative and a very insincere liar. and murder, it sounds like, you know, and I can't believe that they would go through such wrangling to try to.
They don't
want to
admit
to,
that she would do anything like
I
this.
I think
they want to. They insisting that she's the baby was still kidnapped, and that Katie
right.
is still telling the truth. And even though they, I mean, they obviously have to know that she's lying, so they have to continue the cover up. But Lee did say one time when he was asked if he believed in his sister. He did
yeah.
remark that he wouldn't be standing there if he didn't. And he,
mm-hmm.
as long as he's standing out there, it means that he believes in his sister. Okay, he did walk away. I mean, he now they're claiming that he was at work, and they said now that was what they said. First of all, Cindy said he was at work. George said he was traveling. Now this attorney says he's been doing his own investigation. So, you know, I mean, this is three different stories as to where Lee's been all this time. So,
exactly.
You know, it's really kind of hard to figure out, okay, which one's telling the truth, you know?
I think one of the odd behavior.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, one of the things that you have to consider, though, is mm-hmm. that there is always that family bond. It doesn't matter what family you're talking about. You know, and are they just trying to protect one of their own? It's not that they're purposefully thwarting the legal profession. You know, it's just a natural reflex action.
Well,
yeah.
It could
I think
be that, but
right. that they're acting that way because they cleaned up Kaylee out of the trunk of that car because they switched out the brush. And because she stored Kaylee's body in their backyard. You know, those are crimes. And I
right.
think that they should act that way. But you know what's weird about it is if they were totally innocent, it seems like they would say, hey, yes, we cleaned out the car, okay? Yes, Kaylee is dead, and yes, it was her in the car. Okay, we cleaned it. I gave you the wrong brush. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what I was doing. Lee, you need to apologize. And that's why I don't think they're innocent, because they're still not being straightforward about their actions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, come clean with us, and then maybe you'll get an easier, you know.
Well, actually, I think it's too late for them to come clean because nobody's going to believe them now.
And
yeah,
because
right.
they're not innocent. I don't think they're innocent. I think that, I don't know what I think anymore, but I think
right.
that Kaylee.
Why are they asking for full immunity on what? I mean, what is, you know.
Yeah, why
they
would they need immunity if, they
right.
need, if they're not telling lies or if they're being honest about things?
And,
yeah,
and I mean,
why would they?
I think almost that character
scared.
They said that they know that there's been some inconsistency between their testimonies. Oh, I mean, well, duh, you know. I mean, of course there is. When George is in front of the law enforcement or in front of the grand jury, when Cindy's not sitting next to him coaching him on what to say, he says one story. But when she's next to him, his story is totally, completely different.
She
I mean,
can't have that grip on him.
Right, yeah, she does. That's what I said. And it's like, she's like, don't you dare say anything.
Right, you can kind of see that in the interviews that I've seen, that when he speaks, she'll like jump right in and...
Right, and interrupt
yeah.
him and change
yeah.
him, right,
mm-hmm.
to straighten him out. So
Okay, I'm going to jump in once again. We have another caller coming in from area code 516. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, guys. My name is Diane. And
hi,
regarding the last caller, I had actually heard or seen on my internet, I don't know exactly where it was, I was just looking for it, but there was an interview with Lee's attorney, and he actually calls Kaylee Lee's daughter. Freudian
really?
Slip,
oh,
and
my goodness.
And then he quickly changed it to niece. So was that a Freudian slip, or is there more
oh.
to it than meets the eye?
Wow.
Oh, I should have heard that one.
Yeah, do you remember where you heard this?
Yeah,
we
no,
will chase
it, it
down.
It was either on Wesh or My Fox Orlando. It had to be one of the two.
I just had something back up my throat. Sorry.
Wow.
There was a video of his of an interview with the attorney.
Huh.
Oh, and also, while I've got you, the statement of Kia Marie Cruz, who said that the body was probably in the woods. That's where they used to hang out when they were, you know, young.
Yeah.
She also, in her statement, said that she believed that Casey was bipolar because she would say things and then forget having said them, or at least feigned having forgotten said them. I'm wondering, does that now bolster her statement in the prosecution's eyes? But also, is bipolar a cause, could they say, a cause for insanity?
Oh, temporary insanity. Certainly, you could use that.
You could. So that could.
I almost see like a Sybil. You know, the interviews we heard, the interrogation, it's like a Sybil thing going on, you know. But I mean, I'm wondering how everybody would feel if they could prove that she's either, you know, psychotic. Then how would everybody feel at this point if they come out in the trial and say, we have tests to show she is mentally unstable? I mean, majorly mentally unstable.
They better put her away for life.
Yeah, they've got to, but I mean, she's got an out now, even the prosecution's witness.
What about the biological father of Haley? You know, I mean, we've heard a lot about him, about who he supposedly is and that he's deceased. What about the parents of that gentleman who died?
They claimed that they never knew anything about it. They said they never knew anything, and they couldn't believe that their son would have a child and not tell them about it.
Yes, well, I suspect that this is another instance of invention.
It's convenient because he's not alive anymore to deny it. But
now that the DNA is back, they could actually figure that out.
Yeah, they could do that now. But, I mean, if the man died and he was Kaylee's father, Casey would have been able to be drawing something off of him. Some kind of social security for the baby. And knowing the type of person she is, money hungry, wanting money all the time, she would have grabbed that.
I agree.
I don't believe her story on that either. I think she just simply doesn't know who the father is. I think she picked out the name because she knew her mother would hate it. And
yeah.
I think that that's all it was. But I really don't believe that it's possible. And not only Casey, but I think Cindy would have made her go after it if he was really the father after he died in his accident, supposedly when he was coming to see Kaylee for her first birthday. I think that they would have all went after him, not after him, but after the social security that the baby could have got.
Did you see how when they were talking, Cindy and George was talking to Kaylee behind bars, how she says, well, honey, you know, once we find Kaylee, you'll never have to work again. It was almost like that was like a bargaining chip, you know, that her big fear of ever having to go to work. And she's like, oh, I know that, Mom. And it was very interesting to me.
Hey, guys, I just found the video. It is on My Fox Orlando with the attorney with the Freudian slip.
Oh, splendid.
Where he said that Kaylee was his daughter. I don't put it past him, honestly. I don't want to think of that because Kaylee is so darn cute and those two are so darn ugly. But I don't want to ever think that Kaylee is the product of their sick and twisted Hewitt family games. And, you know, if it's true, she's going to pin this on him. And you know she is if it's true. She's going to say it was because Kaylee came from both of us and I just couldn't deal with it, blah, 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 blah.
Why Jose is always telling us, once you hear the story, you'll understand and say, well, now I understand, you know, I mean.
Right.
It wouldn't no excuse me. To me, you know.
And back to the bipolar thing, I just wanted to say, I think when somebody is bipolar, it's far more obvious. I've been around a lot of people that are bipolar, and their behavior is very obviously something's wrong with the person. So in her case, even though I hear the tapes and she sounds so crazy in that interrogation, like she doesn't even know what she's talking about, people that knew her said they never noticed anything that was wrong.
Right,
and I think with bipolar,
normal.
It's you can spot something's just not quite right with the person.
Cindy,
just because of the way they act and say things.
Yeah.
I go ahead. I read this one thing. It was on I Googled Kaylee and it said, the title said, could Casey Anthony have killed her daughter? And there was a psychologist on there. And she said, I would never give her this title, or I don't know, call her this in a court of law, but she said that she had psychotic characteristics. And that's why when she couldn't hide them anymore, Jesse Grund was so shocked at who he didn't know who she had become. Because she stated that people with psychotic characteristics can mask themselves to be something that they're not. And she just couldn't hide it anymore. And Jesse had seen it. And because he loved Kaylee more, and she flipped a biscuit.
Yeah, he said that she left him because she told him that she accused him of loving Kaylee more. I mean, that was so sad.
That's so weird, too.
It is weird.
It's ridiculous to think that, but, I mean, apparently he's not the only one she felt that with.
Well, it's kind of weird for him to say that, too, in a way, because, like, what? I mean, I understand people love Kaylee, like, But like, why would her boyfriend tell her that? Like, is it to prove that, hey, I love Kaylee and I want to be with you? Or is it just to be a jerk, you know? And you got to think, you know, she's a psycho, dude. She probably took it way the wrong way.
Well,
she did. She killed her.
Maybe he might have told her because he wanted her to know that she would be, you know, fine.
Taken care
of. They would be fine together. And he would accept Kaylee.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way my opinion of it was, because he cared so much for her, and he thought, well, you know, if he had to make sure she understood that if they were to be together, he would always be good to Kaylee.
And look at how she took it. I think she seen Kaylee as the other woman. After she realized Kaylee wasn't doing what she thought Kaylee would be doing for her, she became the other woman in her eyes.
Right, and the competition. But I mean, of a 2-year-old child, come on, give me a break.
Give me a break.
Right.
I mean,
bizarre. But everything about Casey Anthony is extremely bizarre. I mean, I haven't seen or heard one good thing about her, not one even, other than from the ex-boyfriend saying she was this wonderful girlfriend and.
Yeah, but
I
they said that was the
her.
Casey they knew then. The Casey they
right.
know now is different. Every one of them is saying that, you know, they see in a different side of her now.
But there was only like a 5 or 6 month lapse from what I understand of when they broke it off and then when this happened. So I'm wondering what you know, happened after that. Like,
I don't
saying what happened. Even the father of Jesse Grund was saying what happened to her.
I don't think she could hide it anymore. I think that Kaylee was riding her under her skin so bad that I think she glitched. I do. I think she glitched. I think that she had it. She had done enough. That kid was just getting to her, and
not
she
only
was
that,
done.
Cindy had refused to start to keep watching her.
Exactly.
Except, you know, she was wanting her to be more of a responsible person, which Casey couldn't handle. She didn't want to be. She didn't want to be the responsible mother. She wanted to have her, you know, time with her fun and games and all the nightlife that she had and everything else. So, like you said, Casey got in her way.
Okay.
Kaylee, I mean.
Oh, okay, folks. I'm going to butt in here. We do have a couple of lines still open. Our dial-in number is area code 646-378-1120, and we would love to hear from you. I'm going to change the subject slightly. Now, one of the things that came out over the past few years, past week, seems like years with this case, the funeral. Should Casey be allowed to attend? The prison system are saying no.
I say no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, definitely not.
Absolutely not.
She doesn't deserve to go.
Exactly.
No.
They want us to pay for it, too. They want us to donate.
I've never even heard of such a thing. You know, the suspect allowed to be released to go view, you know, it's just laughable.
I mean, if she's responsible for that baby's death, she doesn't deserve to be out. She
and even if someday they find her innocent someday, or the whatever happens in the case.
Acquittal or
whatever. She can acquit it. She can go and still see, you know, she can still go wherever they're going to put her to rest and have her. So, but a criminal who's being tried for the crime of her death, I mean, no way.
But she's had too many special privileges now as it is.
Well, yes, and she has $648 waiting in her bank account at the jail, which is unbelievable.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. People are giving it to her. People are like, oh,
better
hey,
put
they
that
should
towards the funeral.
Exactly, and you know what, though? Sean, on his website, he had a good point that if we're going to pay for the funeral, we should be allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it private
right.
if we're going to pay? It doesn't make any sense.
It's the parents wanting their cake and eat it, too, as always.
Well, they do
they
say, they did say that they were planning on a private and a public memorial for her.
The public memorial would consist of T-shirts and buttons and bottles of water.
Yeah, to give them away. Yeah, that's probably what they'd say that they spent their money on. But that's, I mean, they didn't say that at first, though. They said that after, I guess after there were so many complaints about it, that they would have a public memorial, too. But they probably won't attend it. You know,
did it strike you odd at all that she wants to see or to the attorney wants her to see the remains of Kaylee?
I think she wants to see them. I think she's hounding. I think
has
the reason
she requested to go?
Yeah, she. I read that the judge told the mother of Kaylee Anthony no, her defense team couldn't see the remains. I think she wanted them to see so that she could finish her story. That's
oh,
what I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant to go to the funeral.
No, I think she wanted to see so that she could complete her story because I don't think she knows what to say anymore because the condition of the way the body was when it was found.
Yeah, she has to be.
Oh, and you know another thing, too. Another thing, like on the tapes, I noticed that they played her interrogation. She mentions mm-hmm. that book specifically. And she
yes.
goes, we even have a copy on videotape. And I thought, yes, you said that because you know when that bag is found, that mm-hmm. book is showing up. And I caught it. I didn't catch it the first time I listened to it until the other night. And she mentioned
that was her
and even mentioned it being that. Well, we have that on videotape. Even so she's trying to make it look like the call that came in from the nanny who's got her must have the book too. Therefore, when you find the bag, you find the book.
Did that phone call come in on the phone that is lost with the missing SIMS card on the work desk that never existed?
Right.
Probably.
You made it a point to bring up that book, and that's very, very, what's the word? She's very
revealing.
Smart. She's very, very, she's thinking about it all.
She's got it planned all out, that she thinks that she's got it figured. To the T. What?
Exactly, because then she can enforce her. Yeah, how much you bet Baez brings that up and says,
"Oh, he will."
Oh, the phone call. She was talking about the book, and then wow, when the body was found, that's where the nanny discarded the book.
But where's the proof of the phone call? You know, I mean, I hope that you know the prosecution, of course, can say, "Well, where's the proof of the phone call on the phone? It's not here."
Well, there was mm-hmm. no phone.
But you remember Cindy Anthony says she has different records.
Oh, God, Cindy
she's
Anthony
got
has a different
yeah,
everything.
She's got copies, she says, that have
she has proof.
The call. Yeah.
She has proof she worked at Fusion Nightclub and she was an employee. they always have something, and I just wonder how they're going to pull that one out of their derrieres.
Yeah, their derrieres, love it.
Well, he's got his work cut out for him, her whole team. They really do. And, you know, because we don't know what the prosecution is coming out with. They may have so much more that we are going
to
be even more blown away with what they
have,
you know.
I have come to the conclusion that Baez is just as devious as Casey is.
Devil's advocate.
Huh?
Devil's advocate.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's just as evil as she is. And, I mean, he can come up with just as much plans. And, I mean, it's him, according to what he claims, that he's the one that she's, the reason that she's kept so quiet. Because he's told her not to talk to anybody. Don't talk
right.
to anybody.
And,
that
you know,
means
he's
she's
probably
guilty.
Consulting with other attorneys that are, like, know more than he does. And he's turning to his own people, you know, friends in the business saying, you know, how do I try this case? you know, so he's getting help, too.
Oh, they've got a whole team.
I just wonder, you know, what that first conversation between George and Cindy and Casey's going to be. I mean, what is she going to say next? I mean, what can she say?
I told you the nanny did it. I mean, duh. What is she going to say? I don't think she'll ever say anything. I think that they're going to put some psychologist on the stand to explain to us what's wrong with Casey, why Casey did it, and that's it. I think that she's going to sit there just like Scott Peterson, just
like
Susan Smith.
Well, he's not going to put her on the stand. He'd be crazy, too.
I know, and she's just going to sit there with her smug little face, and she's going to take it. She's going to take it.
And smile at every man that walks by and looks at her.
And lick her lips and be like, hey, baby. I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
let me gobble you.
They likely will play the psychology card.
I think
but
so.
But the more important card that they're going to play is Dr. Henry Lee, the most confusing expert witness known to man. He's the guy that actually got O.J. off the hook 13 years ago by his blood spatter analysis, you know, and his huge knowledge of DNA. I mean, everyone's eyes glazed over, you know, they're all going, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do the self same thing. You can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. I just.
So you do think they're going to play the psychological part of this?
I think so, but then they have that tip line to call in for to see who killed Kaylee, you know, the little tip line. I mean, I want to call in that number and cuss them out so bad. Tell them, I know who killed her. But,
yeah,
I mean,
we know who killed her.
But, I mean, I don't know, because they have that tip line, but it's like, are they just waiting to go to trial to claim the psychology thing, or...
They
oh,
could,
yeah.
And they might do the postpartum, which is, you know, I would buy any other mental defect but postpartum. I mean, even if they came out and said she's bipolar,
later?
Right? Yeah. Even if she's got bipolar to the severe extreme, you know, more than I would postpartum.
I don't know if anybody else seen it or not, but remember the emails that was mailed from Cindy's mother to Cindy's brother.
Uh-huh.
And back and forth to different people
right.
turned in. There was somebody, I can't remember, I was looking back to see if I could find it, and I haven't found it yet, but there is somewhere in there where they were talking about family members being bipolar, but Casey was never mentioned as having it. But there was somebody in the family that they claimed that was bipolar, and I was thinking, I said, well, that's right there. They're going to say, well, it runs in the family. Casey's got it. But
right.
I don't remember who it is, and I was wondering if anybody else read that, too.
Okay, I'm going to break in once again. We have a new caller from area code 308. What's your name, and welcome.
Hello, it's Brian. How are you guys?
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, We were waiting for you to call
We've
in.
We've been waiting the whole time.
I just thought maybe I would listen in today, but once you guys started about the babysitter thing, I just wanted to chime in on saying, which one are they going to go with? Did she say two stories? The one with the Blanchard Park and at the Sawgrass Apartments? So which one is it?
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering the same thing the other day. I was thinking, well, which story? I think in one of my articles I wrote, which story are we supposed to, you know, expect in them to come out with? Because she claims, they're saying that, all you hear is that she's saying that she's still going with the babysitter thing. And I even said, well, okay, which story is this going to be? You know, which one are we supposed to believe?
There's three of them.
Right.
Three different babysitter stories.
Right.
There's no...
You know what?
Go ahead.
Maybe she has a 30-day script still.
You know what's really confusing? Is, okay, there's this lady, Zenaida, right? She had to have friends. She, according to Casey, she was babysitting another child. So why didn't all these people come and say, hey, we knew this lady.
Right.
How many babysitters are there with the name Zenaida?
Well, they even said she said that the guy that introduced her to Zenaida, that Zenaida was babysitting his child. I think it was a little boy. And this guy didn't even have a kid for her to babysit, and he never even knew a Zenaida.
Yeah, they located him.
Right, and he didn't even have any children for Zenaida to be babysitting.
So what was she thinking? This is where I come back to this case where I just scratch my head and go, what were you thinking when you started naming that can be disproved? I mean, but then again, criminals are stupid. I've read this stuff before, that they're just not, they think that, you know, they're covering it all and then
unless
they're really
not. Unless
she
wasn't thinking that she wasn't thinking clear enough. Like, I mean, all these years she has been able to tell her parents one story and they won't check it out and they just believe her.
That's what
maybe
I'm thinking.
She
maybe
she
assumed that, right,
that the cops would do the same
right
thing.
Right, that they're not going to go that far with it for some bizarre reason and not investigate it,
and
which
because
is ludicrous.
Her daddy was an ex-cop, you know, that was going to get her off of it.
Or take her word for it that
right.
What she's stating is the truth, and then
exactly.
She's going to go walk out of the interrogation, and then they're going to go look for Zanny, and then they'll just report to her, oh, well, we still haven't found your kid yet, and she's still going on with her life.
You know,
right.
Yeah, remember how she hid her pregnancy for 7 or 6 months to her family, and the family denied it.
I read something really interesting the other night. They were talking about on a place I go to blog on, that what happens if they would come up to her and say, we found Zenaida, her grandma, and her sister, and they all have a good alibi. I wonder what the look
right.
on her
where
face
would
be. Would
she go with it then? Well, that wouldn't be. That's,
yeah.
She would say that's not the right person. That's what she would say.
Yeah,
right. Oh, that's not her.
She would. That's exactly what she would say.
You know, I want to, you know, the whole thing, the name with Zenaida, how she chose that. You know, her best friend
that
from elementary
always
school stated in the police documents that he has never heard the name Zanny or Zenaida the whole time he's known her since kindergarten. Not once. And
there's just no way. I just can never believe that she had this babysitter for 2 years and nobody heard about
no.
it.
No,
but
I just don't believe it.
She rides unicorns with elves. Okay, she don't exist.
Well, I mean, you have to have a fictitious babysitter because you have the fictitious job at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, I have a theory on her job. And I'm saying this just strictly for Sean's ears to hear because I want him to laugh. When she says she's going to work, she's really going down to the bar watching TV, trading blowjobs for beers.
Ooh.
Well, the whole time that's going on, what's going on with Kaylee? Where's Kaylee, though?
Exactly.
Right.
That's what my
Kaylee with George and Cindy. George works days and Cindy works nights or whatever it was. Remember, they had split shifts to care for Kaylee. And remember, according to George and Cindy, we have Kaylee 90% of her life,
yeah.
And Casey has her 10. So that means they made Kaylee spend Casey's supposed days off with Casey, you know, in tow. 10% of her life had to be the days off that Casey claimed that she had.
Right.
And
right.
I don't believe them, though. Like, they say they had Kaylee 90% of their life. Well, are they just saying that because maybe Casey was a bad mom and they don't want them to know that?
Well, they don't want nobody to think she's
exactly.
a bad mother. But, I mean, it's like, all right, so when my kids were younger, my parents were never living right next door to me. My parents were most of the time in a different state. But if I had a babysitter for my kids, my mother even knew who I was leaving them with.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
right.
like, she was like, okay, you know, because I stayed in contact with my mother. And she always knew where my kids were. And it was
mm-hmm.
like, it wasn't because I had to tell her. It's just that she was curious. Okay, well, who are you leaving the kids with? If you're going here, if you're going there, who are you going to leave the kids with? I took a trip to Niagara Falls, left my son with my mother-in-law. My mom wanted to know, who are you leaving your son with? I mean, it's, so I cannot believe that all this time that she lived under the same roof with George and Cindy and they never heard of Zanny or Zenaida.
I did try and persuade Jan to climb in a barrel and try the trip over Niagara Falls, but she just wouldn't go for it.
No.
And, you know, I think with the Anthonys, as much as everybody is hating these people right now, I will not believe that when Kaylee was with them and they were taking care of her, that they were not taking good care of her. They probably didn't question Casey. Excuse me. They didn't want to deal with her. Probably
exactly.
when George had the baby, he was good to her and played with her. And
I have no
Casey
doubt
would come in with her crap, and he'd be just like, whatever, I've got your daughter, go away. You know, because, I mean, Kaylee's going to bring more joy than she is.
Right.
You know. So they just didn't want to deal with her.
Now, Casey was definitely jealous of Kaylee.
Oh, yeah.
How sad is that, jealous of a two-year-old?
It's ridiculous. I just can't imagine it. It just doesn't make a bit of sense to me at all for anybody to be jealous of a young child. I mean, it's jealousy is one thing, but of an adult, but...
Yeah, and it happens. It happens in relationships where a man...
I just can't imagine it. To take it that far, to say, well, okay, that's it, kid, you're gone, you know? You've interfered in my life enough.
The day after Christmas, my other half and I, we were in Monterey, and we saw Mark Glass there. He was at a shopping center. And, you know, we gave him his space to do it, his shopping and whatnot. And, you know, you could still see the devastation of his daughter's death that happened, you know, a couple of decades ago, maybe 15 years ago even. And you look at this girl's face on the television, and you don't get that same sincere...
No, absolutely, I agree.
You never will.
No, and it's just, and when you see this man, you can just see that his heart is forever, that part of it's broken.
Right.
And never
you can see it, you know.
Well, I buried twins, and to this day, and this was like 26 years ago, and to this day, I mean, my heart aches for him. How can she not? I could just, when I think about him, I bring tears in my eyes. So how can she not feel that? How can she not feel that emptiness in her heart that a mother would feel when a child's gone? You just, I don't know. I just want to just take her and shake her sometimes and tell her to wake up and realize what she has lost. No,
I've watched some videos on YouTube where Kaylee is talking to whoever is behind the camera, and I believe it's Casey, and she never responds to her. Never. Kaylee just sits there and talks and talks and talks, but the person never responds to her, where Cindy did. But this person, I believe it's Casey, she never responded to her.
I think she's probably scared of her.
You know, and there was a lot of beautiful pictures I saw of Casey and Kaylee together that looked like a loving mom and daughter, you know. But that can be very deceitful. I mean,
well,
you know, you're going to put on a show,
the
birthday party pictures, you know. I mean, she's not going to sit there showing it in front of family and relatives, you know. And
Casey's not right in her head. She's not a normal person. She's a person who never should have had children. She's not right, and she's a danger to everybody around her. And the fact that she can hide it so well makes her even more of a danger.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, those pictures, it's hard to choke down because she looks like she loves Kaylee, but that's all for the camera. It's all for everybody's pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of eye candy.
She was a big photo buff, too. She loved photographing, you know, and herself, too. And if you notice, she looks great in every picture, you know. So, I mean, she's photographing for the picture of herself as well.
Well, she don't look good in her jailhouse picture, okay? She's got those two lumps on the side of her head. Gargoyle.
Those
are
the best ones ever yet.
Doesn't have sorrow.
There wasn't a pole she could pose around.
I said earlier she was looking around a pole for Kaylee in her own investigation. I mean, give us a break. I went to the club, snorted some coke, looked for my daughter in the bathroom, danced, grabbed a girl's boob, and I looked for my daughter.
Yeah.
Trying to find some evidence, yeah. And she
it
really
does make you wonder, did she ever take Kaylee into these bar clubs?
Yes,
you know,
she did,
people,
and her friend told her.
Yeah, allowed it.
Her friend said, you should not bring your kid into this nightclub.
That's terrible.
I don't see how they could let her in.
If it's before a certain hour, maybe kids can go, because I know in New Jersey, you can take your kid to the bar with you on the boardwalk. My dad took me and had a beer. You know, I was 15 or whatever. I was visiting.
Well,
but
they used to have a law in Louisiana, well, in Texas, when I was in Houston, where as long as the bar had the restaurant, you could still bring the kids in. So maybe, I don't know. I don't know what kind of place Fusion is, but I doubt if they have a restaurant.
Well, if they let Anthony in there, they better clean up their image.
That's true.
Okay, folks, I'm going to break in once again. We're down to the final 30 seconds. Another hour has mysteriously disappeared. I want to thank my wife, Jan.
Thank y'all, everybody.
Brian. Brian, it's always delightful to hear from you. Oh, he's going to be quiet now. Pickles, always a pleasure. And I'm sorry I didn't write the name down.
Tammy, Amy,
Tammy,
Diane,
you're right.
Bobby, all of y'all that called in, we appreciate
well,
you calling.
Thank you. We could just talk for hours about it, you know.
Oh,
I'm sure as the trial comes out, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
I am sure that we'll be doing this again next Sunday. And I do want to thank everyone that called in, and I want to thank everyone that's listened in, and we will do this again soon. Have a wonderful New Year's, and let's
Same
hope 2009 brings happier stories for us to talk about.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I want to tell Sean that he's in our hearts and in our prayers, and that we can't wait till he's back.
Yes, Sean, get well.
Yes, Sean, we miss you, and we want you here with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Later. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.